Being a Christian, a disciple of Jesus, has nothing to do with keeping the Ten Commandments. Now, I'm not saying the Ten Commandments are not important. They are part of God's eternal law. But you don't need faith in Christ to keep the Ten Commandments. Because faith in Christ is not a moral code, nor is it something that we acquire through philosophical argument. Faith in Christ, following Christ, is a precious gift from God. It is a relationship, as most important relationships are gifts, matters of the heart. And our faith in Christ is what gives flavor to our lives and fills them with God's light. Our gospel today comes from that body of Jesus' teachings called the Sermon on the Mount. It is the manual, the Sermon on the Mount is the manual of Christian discipleship. It tells us practically what it means to live out our faith in Christ. And our gospel today challenges me to the core. Because Jesus tells me, Gregory, you are salt for the earth. And Jesus tells all who are his disciples, you, yes, you, are light for the world. Now, how do you react to that? I find it very challenging and convicting because it tells me that if the world is dark or insipid, it's because I'm not living my faith as truly as I should, because I am salt for the earth and light for the world. It tells me that if the world around me remains crouched in lethargy and untransformed, I am responsible. Because I, you, are salt for the earth and light for the world. It tells me that the precious gift of my faith is not a personal privilege, something that I can hide or hoard. My faith, my relationship with Christ, is something that must bear fruit in good works so that the lives of others are seasoned and enlightened with God's goodness. And what that will demand of me is mortification and fasting. St. Paul tells us today in our second reading that the only knowledge that he has to share is knowledge of Jesus crucified. And that is knowledge of sacrifice, poverty, abandonment and surrender, all for love. Now, probably when we think about fasting, we might think about giving up chocolate for Lent or not eating meat on Fridays or having limited meals on Ash Wednesday or Good Friday. But today, God speaks through the prophet and tells us the fasting that pleases him. And it's very specific. And it takes the wind out of me. So fasten your seatbelts. God says the fasting that pleases him is sharing our food with the hungry. Indeed, the language in one place in that passage is depriving ourselves for the hungry. depriving ourselves for the hungry. Wow. God goes on to say the fasting that pleases Him is sheltering the homeless poor and clothing those who lack it and satisfying the needs of the afflicted and doing away with the clenched fist and malicious words and doing away with the yoke that oppresses and burdens the poor. If we fast like that, God says, through the prophet, it is then that our light will blaze out like the dawn. It is then that the salt of our lives will bring healing to a wounded world. It is then that our faith will deepen by the experience of God's nearness to us in our lives. And so you see that being a Christian cannot be reduced to keeping the Ten Commandments. That is taken for granted for any God-fearing person. But rather, being a Christian, being a disciple of Jesus, is about public witness, about being salt for the earth and light for the world. But you know, we cannot do that just because we have goodwill. It's just too great and it's too vast a responsibility. And that is why Jesus must be salt and the light in our personal lives. Because discipleship begins with that relationship, that personal relationship with Jesus. And so today we come to the table in just a few moments to deepen and strengthen our personal communion with Christ and to receive the nourishment of disciples so we can be salt for the earth and light for the world. To the praise and glory of Christ, amen.